Previously on Beck.
Help, help, help.
Help me.
So someone finally shot you.
I should be able to go home today, but my control freak of a doctor wants to keep me here forever.
You can't leave.
Oh, yeah? Watch me.
Hey, you okay? You don't sound so good.
I refuse to lie in that stupid bed and be treated like some helpless child. Taxi. See you later, Jake.
We only went 20 yards.
And back, 350.
Yeah. Here's some stupid money.
And let me give you a tip, too. Why don't you buy one of those pine tree air fresheners?
And hang it around your neck.
Yeah, there you go. Ow, ow, ow.
You okay?
Cease.
I'm doing a lot worse than I thought. Help me inside, will you? Margaret, give me a cigarette, will you? I'm dying here.
Oh, I'm gonna go to hell for this, John. You can't smoke in a hospital.
Yeah, right. You couldn't get high in my freshman dorm either. Open the window for me, will you?
Oh.
All right, I'll fire this up. You watch the door.
Mm. Oh, God, yes.
Mm. Hey, relax, will you? I'm blowing it out the window.
Smoking in a hospital. You're an even bigger ass than I thought.
She brought him.
Look, I can't explain.
It's okay. I know how he can be. Give me that.
Here.
Oh. So it appears I was right about you not being ready to leave the hospital. I wouldn't mind hearing an apology. He owes me one.
He owes everybody one.
Oh, all right. It's not inconceivable that your assessment of my medical condition, both from a physical and emotional standpoint, was not entirely and only in as much as it applies to last night, without merit.
Even without a cigarette, he's still blowing smoke.
All right, you were right. I was wrong. Now, when do I get out of here?
In a few days. It'll be at least a week before you can go back to work.
What?
Oh, relax, John. I already called the referral agency, and they're sending someone over to fill in for you.
No, you can't replace me with just anybody. My patients trust me. They know me.
They certainly do. The police are checking them out as possible suspects.
In New York my whole life, and I thought that I had seen it all. But this morning, there was a cow on the subway tracks.
What happened?
Is the new doctor here yet?
Yes, his name is Dr. Clark, and he's so nice. He's not like Dr. Becker at all. He seems to actually like people.
Well, the agency gave him very high marks. You know he's a retired pediatrician.
Oh, Dr. Clark, this is Margaret Wyborn.
Oh, yes, we spoke on the phone.
Nice to meet you, doctor.
Oh, here comes the big, brave boy. Well, this nice lady is going to run a little test on your tinkle. So we can make your boo-boo all better. Oh, here's your lolly.
Yeah, I gotta be going.
Call me if you have any problems making duty. Cute kid.
Anybody out there? I've been waiting here for hours. Hey!
The man across the hall came out of an 8-year coma to ask that you please shut up.
A I've been waiting for a wheelchair, but apparently the nurses are all too busy neglecting other patients.
Actually, they're busy planning a party in honor of your leaving. Which means that as of this moment, you are officially no longer my patient.
Free at last.
Sorry I'm late, Becker. They set up a big sheet cake at the nurse's desk, and I stopped and had a piece.
Stop flapping your lips. Get my stuff and let's go.
Why exactly did you save his life?
Had to. Took an oath. Why'd you volunteer to take him home?
Had to. Lost a coin toss. Come on, Becker. Let's go.
Goodbye, Dr. Becker. Stay healthy. Please.
Is the new doctor here yet?
He just called from his cell phone, and I think he's on his way.
You're not sure?
The connection was really bad, and I couldn't quite understand what he was saying. Oh, hello, doctor.
Hello.
I'm Margaret, the office manager, and this is Linda.
Ah, yes. Thank you all very much. Could you tell me for a bean taco off the hangings, eh?
Excuse me?
Ja, schau mich für den Sack auf der Hang, sie, und dann vielleicht den kleinen Basskaffee drin, wenn ich sie. Ja, ja.
Linda, could you help him with that?
Help him with what? All right, I'll try. Let's go into Dr. Becker's office. Huh? If you see anything you want, just point.
Yes. Geben wir einen Moment pro Anschaltung, und dann den ersten Patienten einsammeln.
Should have been a clue when he didn't have a vowel in his name.
Hey, foreign guy! Do you really like that music, or is it just the thrill of having electricity?
Again.
Oh, crap. Stop banging on my door. I'm not buying any of your damn cookies. Oh, come on, come on. What?
If only I'd run that fast when we first met.
Boo.
Neighbors getting on your nerves?
Unbelievable. I've never been here during the day. I mean, these people are animals. They should be living in trees. Hi, see? Right. Kenny G's idiot cousin.
Hey! You know, you practice all day and you still sound like crap. Shut up!
What'd you do? Bring me another one of your lousy burgers?
No, I came over because I was feeling too good about myself. I'm gonna go wash my hands.
Why?
Have you been in your elevator lately?
Oh, damn, kid. What?
Oh, it's you. I was expecting a little girl.
Well, I'll be out of your way in a minute. I just happened to be in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd see how you're doing.
Well, come on in.
Nice place, sort of early crime scene.
It's messy, but it's clean.
There is a cockroach the size of my fist in your bathroom.
So step on it.
I did. That just made it angry. Hi.
Oh, hi.
All right, fine. You two chat. I've been dying to kill something all day.
Gee, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, I just came by to drop off his lunch.
Look, I don't mean to be nosy, but I saw you at the hospital a lot, and of course now I'm seeing you here, and I was just wondering if you and he are...
Oh, me and Becker? No. God, no. I mean, how low would your self-esteem have to be to get involved with... Oh. Oh. Well, Not that a nice, normal woman couldn't...
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's just that he's... I mean, I'm not really sure what's wrong with me either.
Couldn't kill it either, could you?
Not without backup.
Well, I'll see you later, Becker. Nice to see you, Dr. Carson. Good luck, I guess.
Bye-bye.
What can I say? The sex isn't that good, but I need the money for school.
So I don't get it. I thought we were officially through with each other.
We are.
So?
So. Well, the last couple of days, I've been thinking about how unpleasant it was having you as my patient. How you questioned my every decision, how we fought constantly, and how I never once walked out of your room without feeling so angry I just wanted to strangle you. Well, I don't entirely miss that.
What?
Look, we're not teenagers, so there's no reason to be cute or coy. There's no reason we can't handle this like adults. I like you. Do you like me? Well, I just asked if you liked me. If you have to think about it, I guess I have my answer.
No, wait a minute. I'm just surprised, that's all. I mean, I never thought of you thinking of me in that way. I mean, I guess I noticed that you were sort of bright and not really unattractive, but... I mean, I figured you hated me, so why bring it up?
Is that a yes?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. Now what?
Well, we could, I don't know, go out to dinner?
I thought I wasn't supposed to go out for a week. That's what you said.
Well, we could always have dinner here.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Well, Friday?
I'm on call.
Saturday?
On call.
Sunday?
Niece's birthday party, then I'm on call.
Hey, you want to help me out here? This was your idea.
Well, you could offer me some coffee now.
Yeah, I could if I had some. Yeah, wait a minute, I got an idea. Want to split a hamburger?
Love to.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me. What, you on call?
Look, you were doing okay. Don't be a jerk.
No, actually, I'm relieved. I hate first dates. All that getting to know you crap.
Yeah, it's a real drag. Look, why don't you give me a French fry? We can call this our first date, then it'll be over.
Cool. I just saved, like, $80.
This was real nice.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this again sometime soon.
Yeah.
I'll call you.
Now remember, Mrs. Pinsick, even if you start to feel better, I want you to finish all the antibiotic, okay? It was very nice to meet you. Nice woman. Just give me a moment and send the next patient back, okay?
Okay.
Fasten your seatbelt. You're in for one hell of a romantic evening.
Go on. Get back in your cave, will you?
Check this out. The Jake first date experience in the bag. Got some lobster fettuccine, tiramisu, linen tablecloth, scented candles, and Miles Davis, a man I like to call the closer.
Oh, great. It's old Vinny time. There's a couple upstairs. Never stops.
All right, Vinny.
Oh, come on, Vinny. Even a train stops.
Hey, look, John, if you hammer on people like that when Liz is here, she's gonna take a cab on you.
She saw how I was at the hospital.
Yeah, but John, all right, if you want this woman to like you, you have to show her the nice Becker, the romantic Becker, you know, the pretend Becker. Now listen, if you've got a problem with your neighbors, work it out. You know, talk to them, write them a note.
You know something, you're right. Hey, give me a break, will you, butthead? Yeah, you got a nice little polite note. That's a good idea.
Forget what I said. A bottle of chloroform and a rope couldn't keep that woman here.
See you later.
Thank you, Mr. Franklin. Well, that was the last patient.
How do I look?
Not subtle.
Good. I want to look my best for Dr. Iverson. He's single, he's a Libra, and he's never been arrested.
How do you know all that?
I engaged him in conversation, and I listened. Thank you, Cosmo.
Well, okay, but don't do anything to ruin this. He's the last available doctor the agency has.
Thanks for a great day, ladies. Good night.
Hi.
Hi. Why don't you come on in?
You didn't have to go to all this trouble.
Neither did you. I mean, what I meant is, I didn't expect you to look so good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and have a seat? So.
Oh, I love Chardonnay.
That's what I got. Oh. Sorry.
You don't do this very much, do you?
Not since my last divorce.
How many times have you been married?
Twice. You?
Once.
Any kids?
Just my ex-husband. Any hobbies?
Smoking. You?
Baseball.
Really? Mets or Yankees?
Hey, I'm a real New Yorker.
So whichever one has a shot, right?
Exactly.
We're doing all right.
Yeah, yeah, this isn't nearly as horrible as I thought it would be.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of having fun.
Me too.
Go away! Please!
Hold on a second, will you? What?
Listen, Becker, I got your little note. And if you think we're only gonna have sex when it's convenient for you, think again. Jerk.
I can explain.
You don't owe me any explanations.
No, no, no. See, it's just that she likes to have sex in the afternoon.
And you don't.
No, oh, no, it's the problem is she's kind of a screamer, so. Hold that thought, will you? Hey, look, I got something going here. What are you?
You don't like the baby crying? You do something about it. You're the one responsible for this.
Does she know about the other one?
I can explain this, too. See,
did you tell my son you were gonna kill Barney?
Oh, all right, yes.
His brother's name is Barney.
I meant I was gonna kill Barney the dinosaur.
You actually said that?
Like that's a bad idea?
Hey, I teach saxophone to pay my rent. He wants to throw me out on the street.
You teach? I mean, you suck.
Maybe I should come back another time.
No, don't go anywhere, please. See, this is their fault. No, hey, shut up for a second, will you? See, the thing is, they were bothering me, so I wrote them all nice, polite little notes.
Polite? Mine was stuck to the door with a knife.
No.
I try to be nice to you people. I really have, but there's just no living with you. You're a bunch of loud, selfish, inconsiderate, mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging imbeciles. And if I left anyone out, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Give him a break. He's on a lot of medication.
Please, don't listen to her. She's just another one of his whores. He's got prostitutes coming and going all day. Women and men. Hello.
Go on, get out of here. Go on. Hey,
watch
the door, Ironside.
All right. Look, you wanted to get to know me. This is me, you know? Look, I like you, but I can't pretend to be somebody else just for the sake of a relationship, which, if history's taught me anything, is not going to go anywhere anyway. It was worth a shot, but, you know, you still have most of your looks left. You know, if you want to... if you want to move on, you know, no hard feelings. Boy, you must really be screwed up.
Tonight's BritFlix got Windsor Davis in it. Carry On England at 10, after Roz has a big decision to make in Frasier next.